little bit on the old bachelor party situation. Had a bachelor party this weekend, this last Saturday in Topeka at Club Orleans. And then this coming Saturday, we're having a bachelor party. We're actually going to have it at somebody's house in the, you know, that stuff. And while things, you know, didn't turn into very bad things, like there was no strippers injured or anything as far as I could tell.
Christian Slater didn't show up.
Right, no Christian Slater to kill everybody's buzz or anything. It was a very good time. I woke up yesterday morning like at 8 o'clock, and I go, ah, what am I doing waking up at 8 o'clock? I need to sleep and sleep. So I was up for a couple hours, and then I slept till like 6. It's a long night. And this was a bachelorette party, so there was kind of, there's almost like there's a check in place there. I don't know if I would want them combined, you know, but the bride was so cool, and you know, so was the groom with everything, that it really didn't affect that much. It didn't have a negative damper really on it. But there's those times when, you know, you're at a bachelor party and things get a little sketch. And I've never personally heard of a story that got back to somebody, like got back to either the bride or the groom, that just caused like a huge amount of fury over this. So that's what we're looking for this morning. Just had a woman who said that, what's the expression? The sacrifice, right? But yep. From the strippers, where the groom got slapped with the belt, like so bad, and like it wasn't just torso level, it was like in the face also, right in the face.
Jeez.
And so on his wedding day, he was covered in bruises, you know? So, did you have something too?
My brother's bachelor party, we went to a strip club in Solana, and, well, we got him a sacrifice, and so some of the dancers got him on stage, and after they took turns slapping his stomach real hard, one of the dancers reached down his pants, grabbed him by the underwear, and just tore the band of his underwear almost completely off.
Oh, my God.
So when we got him home, he tried to bury his underwear in the trash. And his dog actually got in there, grabbed nothing but the underwear, and dragged him out from underneath one of the trash bags. And when his now wife came home from work, she found the underwear torn all to pieces, laying in the driveway. And needless to say, she wasn't very happy about that.